Al-Bashir presents Umar bin al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, His Life and Times by Imam Anwar al-Awlaqi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. When Abu Bakr al-Siddiq رضي الله عنه was feeling death approaching him, he told the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, I want you to choose for yourselves a Khalifa after me. Your bay'ah to me is over and I'm not in charge of your affairs anymore because I am leaving this dunya. And he wanted this affair to be settled before he dies. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum discussed the matter. But then they came back to Abu Bakr and they said, we trust your advice, so we put it back in your hands. You choose for us. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, then give me some time to decide. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu called Abdurrahman ibn Auf and he asked him, he said, inform me about Umar. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu said, you don't ask me about anything, but you have better knowledge than me. Anything that you ask me about, you know it better than I do. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, even though I want to hear your opinion. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, huwa khayran mimma tadhun. Umar is better than what you think of him. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, uktum anni. Keep this conversation private. He left. And then Abu Bakr invited Uthman ibn Affan. He said, tell me about Umar. Uthman ibn Affan said, you know him. Basically, he said the same thing. Anything that you ask me about, you know it better than I do. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave it to Abu Bakr that he was the most scholarly and knowledgeable among them. Abu Bakr said, I still want to hear your opinion on Umar. He said, Allah is my witness. He said, I know what I know of Umar, and Allah is my witness, is that his inside is better than his outside. And there is none among us like him. There is none of us equal to Umar. And what we see of Umar in the outside and think is good, what is inside is even better. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu told Uthman ibn Affan, if I am going to bypass him, it's not going beyond you. If I'm not going to choose Umar, you will be my next choice. And then he makes nasiha with some of the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum. For example, Usayd bin Khudayr, one of Al-Ansar, he was asked about Umar. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked him, Usayd bin Khudayr said, يَرْضَى لِلْرِضَى, he is pleased with what pleases the ummah, and he is displeased with what displeases the ummah, and there is none among us who is more competent, stronger, for this affair than him. He is the most competent among us to run this affair. So basically all of the Sahaba, we're giving Umar the same counsel, but there was the concern of some of the Sahaba, for example, Talha, that Umar is rough. And Talha was quite stern in the nasiha that he gave Abu Bakr. He told him, oh Abu Bakr, how will you answer Allah on the Day of Judgment when he tells you, you appointed over the Muslims a man who is harsh and rough? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was ill and he was on his bed and he sat up straight. And he said, أَبِاللَّهِ تُخَوِّفُونِي. Are you threatening me with Allah? I will respond to Allah on the Day of Judgment by saying, I have chosen the best among them to lead them. He is the best among you. So the opinion of Abu Bakr was settling on Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he wrote a document of his appointment of Umar, and he gave that document to Uthman ibn Affan, and he said, you go and read it in the masjid, and you take the bay'ah from the people. Abu Bakr wanted to make sure that this issue is settled before he dies. So Uthman goes to the masjid and he tells the people, do you give bay'ah to who's in this document? And they all gave bay'ah. So the bay'ah was given to Umar during the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu before he passes away. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, أَفْرَسُ النَّاسِ ثَلَاثَةً صاحبة موسى حين قالت يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين وصاحب يوسف حين قال أحسني مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وأبو بكر حين استخلف عمر. Ibn Mas'ud says the three with the greatest intuition among mankind